You don't know how happy I am to see all of you this morning. I know the traffic, I know the rain, but after a year of planning, we think we got a really great show for you. And so I'm delighted to see all of you here. My name is Frank Shi, and I am on the board of the Asian American Asian Research Institute, ARI. I'm also the co-chair, along with Hiroko Karan, of the conference and I'll come on the conference committee, on the steering committee. This year's conference, this is ARI's annual conference, and this year's conference, Asian American Women, which was an idea of Betty Lee Song. If you know Betty, you know that she comes up with all these wonderful ideas that always hit the spot. The Asian American Women Celebrating Success and Meeting Challenges. It really defines the goal of the committee as we went through the year. What we want to do is stimulate discussion, stimulate interest in research. We want to motivate everyone to have future activities, and we will also expect to find a lot of reasons to celebrate further throughout this day. And we also have a wonderful opportunity today at lunch to hear Helen Zia, who many of you know, knows a lot about Asian American women, have written a lot of books. Her book, Asian American Dreams, it's almost like the primer of Asian American activism in the United States. She was the editor of Ms. Magazine. And we also have Ishaka Desai, who's the president of the Asia Society, who will be receiving an award at lunch. And Mina Alexander, at the end of the day, will do a reading from her new book. Mina Alexander is a faculty member here and a superstar. And if you haven't had a chance to hear her or read her poetry, you should certainly come for the wine and cheese at 3:30. As I tell you about the day, I also want to remember our founding executive director, for whom the steering committee decided to dedicate this conference to, Thomas Tam. Tom passed away a couple of months ago, and he served as the founding executive director, was the executive director for 5 years, and has made this organization what it is today. So I want to ask everyone to just pause and have a moment of silence for Tom Tam. Thank you. We're delighted to have with us today President William Kelly of the Graduate Center. We're so thankful that he's here and as the host of this of our conference, I'm going to ask him to come up and say a few words and bring greetings.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you today. I won't take too much time. I know you have a very full schedule, but I did want to take a couple of seconds to tell you how very happy we are to welcome this ARI conference to the Graduate Center. Particularly pleased to be here in the presence of Tina's mother. Betty's daughter and I were college classmates, so we always tease about that when I get a chance to see her, and lovely to see all of you as well. Frank said a few words earlier about Tom Tam, and we had a moment of silence for him. And we are in the midst at the Graduate Center of working with the Chancellery and with Queens College to establish a Tom Tam professorship. And we're very excited about the prospect of, first, of having that professorship and honoring Thomas Tam, but at the same time, expanding our own offerings and our own focus in Asian American and Asian areas. So this is a real opportunity that plays into a lot of the things we want to do at the Graduate Center. In thinking about Tom, I think about the early days of ARI when it was still just an idea in a couple of people's heads. How would we make this happen? How could we draw on the resources of CUNY and this remarkable city to achieve a kind of research institute that might produce opportunities for thought, for discussion, for conversation, for research. And, you know, at the time it seemed like a good idea, but there are lots of good ideas. And having the perspective that we have now and looking back, it's just been a remarkable series of successes and triumphs with ARI in terms of its conferences, its cultural programming, its annual banquet. It's been a remarkable achievement. And I think today's conference about Asian American women extends in dramatic ways, I think, the achievements that ARI has already put on the boards. I was looking at your program last night, and what a delight, what a feast awaits us today. The range of the conference, looking past, present, and future, looking toward every aspect and sector of life, from the arts to business, questions of wellness and well-being. Wonderful speakers. If you haven't heard Mina Alexander read, you have a treat in store. She's quite terrific. I'm going to try to stop by myself at 3:30 and listen to her read. At the Graduate Center, we take it as our goal to pursue three objectives. One is to teach, another is to generate new knowledge through research, and the third is to make that knowledge as public as we can, to see CUNY as a public institution, not as a private preserve where we only share our ideas with each other. In all three regards, ARI seems to me to be totally confluent with what we attempt to do. This is a wonderful institution that has indeed taught, has generated research, new knowledge, and I think most significantly has made it public. And that's what's happening today, and it's, as I say, a great pride for me to be able to welcome you and to participate in the conference. I want to thank all of the organizers, thank Betty for the idea in the first place, thank Frank for his extraordinary work in organizing things. So please, feel at home, enjoy your time, and have a great conference. Thanks for inviting me. Thank you.
Thank you, President Kelly. Like I said earlier, we want to find different things to celebrate about today, and we have a celebration coming up. But I want to introduce our next speaker, who's going to help us celebrate. You know, one cannot think about having a conference on Asian American women in New York City without inviting Ellen Young. Ellen Young is the New York State Assemblywoman. She is the first Asian American woman, I think, to be elected to any official post in New York State. So we're delighted that you're here, Ellen. And please come up.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shi. Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to join Dr. Shi, Dr. Sun, Chairman Kelly, and all of you. It's very touching because being the first one was never easy, especially not representing my own district, but representing all the Asian, especially Asian American women. For this conference on Asian American women, as the first Asian American woman elected into the New York State Assembly, I'm proud to see so many accomplished Asian American women in this room with me. I'm also grateful to have this opportunity to commend this excellent organization for its dedication to serving our society. Asian American Research Institute of CUNY is fundamental to our community as it works tirelessly to address policies and issues affecting Asian Americans. In addition, one of AARI's goals is to educate and stimulate study of the Asian people, languages, cultures, as well as Asian immigrants and their descendants who live in the United States. CUNY annually enrolls over 31,000 Asian American students. So there is an obvious need for this institute to flourish. I remember back in the 90s and 80s, I had lots of opportunity to discuss important issues relating to Asian American, and also Dr. Betty Lee Song. And I thought I would never have a chance to do what I'm about to do, but it's happening. That is, I'm proudly to secure $75,000 from the state budget for AAARI. As early as last year, I remember in the New York State Assembly, African, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian caucus, there was a letter circulating request every member to sign in support to the Caribbean American Heritage Research for a sum of $17,000. And I said, I don't mind to sign on this letter to request for a fund for any minorities. However, do you have anything for Asian American research? After I signed the letter, I was waiting for the caucus executive secretary to get back to me. He finally got back to me 2 months later. He said, I'm so sorry, Ellen, there wasn't any. I said, how come? He said, I don't know, they just did not apply. Therefore, whenever there's any Asian-related lobbyists or groups or higher education advocates came to my office, I always point the finger and say, did you apply? Did you apply? Do you need a letter? And luckily, we had Dr. Frank Chi came to my office with a letter for my signature. I call it a gift dropped from the heaven. So I said, I'm delighted to sign it, and I talked to my speaker. He's very supportive. Therefore, we have this check today. Since getting elected less than 2 years ago, I have always been an avid supporter of this institute. I fought hard to give your organization this funding, because I recognize the vitality of its services. On behalf of New York State Assembly, I thank the Asian American Research Institute of CUNY and its devoted staff and supporters for their valuable services to the public. Now, with honor, I would like to present this blown-up check.
Thank you so much. I'd like to invite you to the stage. When Ellen fought for this, we had discussed this many times with the board, so I like to have the board members come up as well and have Ellen present the check to the board. And President Kelly, why don't you join us?
We now know that we have a very staunch supporter in the New York State Assembly.
Thank you, Ellen. I really don't know what to say after that. This is a great way to start off this conference. So let me continue. If I may, now I'd like to introduce to you our new executive director, Joyce Moy. Joyce comes to us as a former executive director of business and community development at LaGuardia Community College, where she established an international business and trade program, developed and implemented a new financial literacy program, and increased small business loan placements by 22%. She was the first Asian American director in New York State to head a small business development center. She's a member of LaGuardia's Community College faculty and has served on the faculty of Queens College, CUNY School of Law, and Cornell University School of Law. Let's welcome our new executive director, Joyce Moy. And Joyce will introduce Betty Lee Song afterwards.
Well, thank you, and good morning. Good morning. I want to thank everyone, the board and the staff, and the community and colleagues at CUNY for the wonderful welcome that I have received since I've been appointed to this position. I'm also thankful to Chancellor Goldstein and Senior Vice Chancellor Jay Hershenson for their support. In my meeting with them prior to accepting the appointment, they expressed their personal commitment to ARI. I was extremely moved by that. Asian Americans are a vital sector of America. We are also a vital sector of CUNY. As you heard the Assemblywoman mention, our undergraduate student population alone is over 30,000. When you count our faculty, our staff, our graduate students, and our alumni, our numbers are in the tens of thousands. Asian American history is the history of America. We helped to build this country from coast to coast. Some of the most hard-fought civil rights cases in the United States Supreme Court were brought by our forefathers as people threw obstacles literally on the tracks in front of our forefathers. And it is because of them that we have the opportunities that we have today. So I invite you to join me, to join ARI, as we put forth a research agenda that represents the views, the perspectives, the concerns, and the history of Asian Americans in the United States. As we seek to develop academic, professional, and leadership opportunities for our faculty, our students, our staff, and our community members. As we build bridges from our Asian American communities here in the United States to the mainstream, and as we build bridges across the oceans to our Asian American communities throughout the world. It has been said that this century is the century of Asia. We are part of the future of America. We are part of the future of the world. And I am so pleased to see the men and the women who hold up half the sky here today to help us forge this future. And I thank you very much again for the opportunity to work with and to serve all of you. Thank you. Now, let me just take a second to thank the staff, Anthony Wall, and all of our college assistants for the great job they've done here, to the steering committee who's done an excellent job. And then I have the privilege of bringing up Betty Lee Sung. Betty Lee Sung is a pioneer in Asian American studies. She is an advocate who understands the contributions of Asian Americans to this country. And so, without any further comment, allow me to introduce Dr. Betty Lee Sung. Good morning, everybody. Now, wasn't that something? We're so very happy to have Joyce as our leader in the forthcoming years to come. Because, you know, we were led by Tom Tam, and he has served us very, very well during the last 5 years. But unfortunately, he passed away. And now we have Joyce. So I'm very, very happy to welcome her, and I hope all of you will too. Now, I wanted to thank President Kelly for hosting us, and also for the to the Chancellor, the Senior Vice Chancellor, and the Executive Vice Chancellor Botman for bringing us and giving to us a full-time executive director in the person of Joyce Moy. So we're very grateful for that, and we're also very grateful for their continuing support down through the years. Now, the ARI has held 6 annual conferences so far, and we deal with topics particularly relevant to the everyday lives of Asian Americans. We've disseminated the results of our conferences in conference proceedings,
a booklet which has been distributed every year at our annual banquet. We've held many lectures, workshops, film series, many conferences and classes. So we are considered an authoritative and steady source of information to government agencies. And to our, and particularly to our own communities in the New York City area. I want to say that, again, IRE, our mission is as a scholarly research and resource center in the university, and Joyce has already, and Ellen has already pointed out, that we have over 30,000 Asian American students at the City University, and they are in all part, they're serving in all aspects and all parts of our city economy and in our daily lives. And so that we're very, very much an integral part of the city structure. This conference, I had suggested that we have a conference on Asian American women. And I'm going to give you an overview of what we're going to talk about. Now, we're going to have many, many sessions, the breakout sessions right after this plenary. But just to set the stage for what we're talking about and the number and the demographics of Asian American women, I'm going to show some slides that will give you the numbers about what we're talking about, and also to lay the groundwork. So you have been looking for a while now at the slide at the top here, and this is Asian American by ethnicity, and you can see that we're very diverse. We're large in numbers, a total of more than 7 million. And our sex ratio is 51 to 49, so that the total population, total Asian American population, is now about 14 to 15 million people nationwide. I have to say that this is the latest figures that we have. The 2000 census, the next one won't be until 2010, so the Census Bureau decided that they would do an interim one, and so the last one was finished in 2006, and that wasn't too far off. So these are the latest figures that we have, and we have to give credit to the Asian American Federation of New York, which provided us with these figures, and they are a census, I think they're a census resource center in the East, so that if you want other statistics, you can go to them. And the more detailed statistics, the numbers, the specific numbers, will be published in our proceedings. So you can see now that the Chinese are the first, the largest number with 1.8 million people. Some of the Filipino are the second largest, but they are not particularly present in the East Coast. They're primarily in Hawaii and California. So we're a very large group. We used to be almost the sole group, but now we're only about a quarter, so that there are 15 different ethnicities of Asian American women, and there are more, but we have listed the ones that are important, and you have that sheet with you. You can take that with you. Oh, okay. I learn how to work it. Now, just to give you a very general idea, Asian women, American women by age group, you can see that the large number of them are You can say the large number are in the adult stage, where about two-thirds or more than two-thirds are in the working age group, from 18 to 64, and that there are not too many elderly, only 9%. Marital status. This is very interesting to see whether the marital status of women, and we can see that 58% are married. And that's a very large number compared to the national average, which is only about 48. And you can see very few widow and divorce, whereas it used to be much higher. But now I think with the young immigrants coming in, our single age group and the younger groups are gaining ground. Asian American women by level of education. And we can see that a large number have a bachelor's degree or more. In fact, 46%, which is almost half of Asian American women, are college graduates. So you can see that we are a highly educated group. And even in the high school graduate, it's 38%. But looking at the bachelor's degree and higher, we can see that we have a very large percentage in the highly educated groups. Most of us are foreign-born. In fact, almost two-thirds. And so that you can say we're still very much an immigrant group. And this is quite different from the American population, which is largely native-born. Asian American women by occupational group. Actually, they left out a word here, management and professional, on the chart. Actually, it's management and professional. We know a lot of our women are in business, privately owned businesses, and the other large group is in the professional group. Very few in the service group, whereas we used to be about almost 50% in service. It was in garment in New York. It used to be that almost 50% of the women were in garment factories. But now that is no longer true, and we're in more into sales and office and predominantly in the professional and management group. I guess that's the end of my presentation. More detailed information will be presented in the proceedings, and you have a sheet there. And we want to thank again the Asian American Federation for giving us these figures. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betty, for setting the stage for today's conference. We have over 175 people registered for this conference, so we expect folks to be trickling in and out throughout the day. I'm going to do a little bit of the housekeeping matters right now. If you open the program that you received and you turn to the second page, you will see the full schedule for today's proceedings. When we are done here, we will be going out the door and making a left as you enter the lobby, head towards the elevators down one flight, where the three sessions for the early session of health and wellness, literature, business leadership, and professional development will be taking place, starting at about, well, I guess we're starting a little bit late, at about 10. So thank you all so much for being here. Thank you all so much for being supportive, and we look forward to seeing you in the future and seeing you in the sessions this afternoon. Thank you.